My dictation for Mr. Khalid Ward. A, like Cali, A-L-E-E-B, last name is Ward. W, like woman, A-R-D, Ward. Date of birth is 5/26/2000. Date of accident 2/13/2022. And date of service is 5/24/2023. Mr. Khalid Ward is a gentleman who was involved in an automobile accident on 2/13/2022, where he had a fracture of his left femur, which was operated with open reduction. Internal fixation via surgery in Beaumont Hospital in Dearborn. And he has been traveling as a front seat passenger. The car was involved in a frontal collision on his side. So the patient has been recovering. Today he reported that he feels that his left leg is shortened. His lumbar MRI was completely normal. His cervical MRI showed herniated disc at C4, C5. The MRI for the brain did show neurocone finding of brain trauma, for which he underwent neuropsych evaluation that was also found to be positive for brain trauma. And at this time, he is undergoing therapy with the group for GAD, PTSD, and depression. And the pains are present, but they are minimal. Patient reports that he can walk up to one or two blocks easily without wearing any brace or any cane or any adaptive device. Pain level varies from 6 to 9 with radiation to the right front of the, to the left of the front of the thigh. And the patient reports that the ADLs are affected as follows. The walking ability, work and sleep, enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The general activity and mood are affected 8. Relationship with other people are affected 6. So the patient does report 60% relief in the pain at this time. System review. Additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history are from the chart. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 129/86, pulse is 60, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 5/3/2023. The dictation number is 0503-080. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to send this patient to the physical therapist to measure the leg. I do not have the tape measure for measuring his leg at this time, but on examining grossly, it didn't appear to be extremely short as reported by the patient. And when the patient did go to the therapist, he also did not feel appreciable shortening of the leg at this time. However, there is a possibility of muscle spasm, patient was informed. He can continue his therapy for the neck and the left leg, he has been advised about the role of cervical epidural steroid injection, laser treatment, traction, as well as yoga at home. He will remain disabled for work and housework replacement transportation. He does have a case manager that is representing him, and his case is moving along good. His maps have been reviewed, the labs were reviewed. The patient is found to be in compliance and is recovering extremely well. and he wants to continue his physical therapy. He also is continuing his psychotherapy with the neuropsych group, and so far he's doing well. His medications that are filled for him are as follows. Number one, Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Ultram was provided 50 milligram one or two every 6 hour PRN for pain, severe pain. Elavil was provided for GAD disorder and depression and anxiety and pain relief. Wellbutrin XL is provided 150 milligram for depression, and Lyrica was provided for the pain relief also. So the patient will be seen in 30 days time. Thank you.